It's Neil Atkinson with a review extra to have a little chat about Newcastle versus Arsenal. Obviously finishes Newcastle United 1, Arsenal 2, but we'll go back to the very start and start with the approaches. Dan, Arteta, first and foremost, he'll know about some of the criticism that he's had. He'll have reflected himself on some decisions that he's made. He goes into this one, I think, addressing the what to do in the absence of Odegaard. I know Odegaard's on the bench and even comes off the bench, but what to do in the absence of Odegaard question. And he does go more progressive. You know, I think it would be an easy one to be the most muscular version of Arsenal. And instead, he makes the decision in there that he's happy with Zubimendi and Rice, with Eze. And then from there, you know, I don't think the rest quite picks itself. He makes a big call going with Mosquera because of concerns around Saliba's current fitness. But he'll, you know, the rest isn't that much of a surprise, but Eze feels like his big call.
Yeah, it feels like six or seven are picking themselves, particularly the sort of back four and midfield two behind the three and the one. So it goes with Mosquera in this one, it must be said. But it isn't much of a like-for-like thing with the Arsenal in those defensive and two midfield positions, and he is really, really wedded to Zubimendi and Rice. I think there's a bit of a correlation between what's happening at Liverpool and what's happening at Arsenal in terms of those forward positions, in that I wonder if he's trying to just have a look at a few of the different combinations and how they work and what works for different games, because, you know, if you look at this and it is fitness dependent, and you do wonder what an injury-less Havertz world might have looked like in these first five or six for Arsenal. But a combination of Eze and Gyökeres is a world apart from Odegaard and Havertz stylistically and in terms of how that might impact the results. So I think it's dead interesting that he goes Trossard again. I thought Trossard would be near enough bombed out for him now. And maybe there's a matter way he's taking in there, I don't know. He's made big reference to his finishes, hasn't he, Arteta? And I do think that's the other thing worth referencing here, in that he just knows a game isn't going to get away from them. I think that's the thing that he's probably most secure about in general, especially with the consistency around that back six, back seven, is that worst case scenario, as is in this game, they've played quite well, but they find themselves one down. So at the point in which he's making these changes, he's probably going to know 99% of the time he's not going to be fighting the scoreboard to an extent where it's going to look like a massive, massive bollock that he's dropped. And I get that your point around the criticism last week and stuff, but ultimately there's a world where, given the Liverpool perspective on this as well, there's a world where Arsenal sit there today after the last two Premier League results with 1 point.